Blog Talk Radio.
You there?
Yeah.
All right, you finally made it back to JNT. JNT fans, we sorry for the long wait, but you know, we back in action now. We're gonna try to keep this consistent as possible. We working on a JNT Snapchat. We got an Instagram now. Y'all follow us at JT Sports Nation on Twitter and Instagram. We'll keep y'all updated with all the current sports. And yeah, we back in this thing, Tutu.
You know, we back at it. You know, it's been a long time. You know, we're trying to get this cool stuff situated. But it's a lot been going on in the sports world. So let's get to it.
Yeah, it really has. So,
I think everybody know about the Cowboys' struggles, man, what we're going through this year. I'll let you talk on it first. I'll go last.
I mean, I know in the past, you know, you seen me on my little Twitter rants. Whatever, but lately, I really haven't been mad at the Cowboys because I mean, to me in my eyes they're doing everything that they possibly can right now. I mean we a beat up team, but each and every week, I mean we still in games. It's not like people blowing us out. Besides that Patriots game, like every week we forcing teams to give their best to beat us still. So, I mean I like what I'm seeing out there. I mean I like that they kept Matt Castle as the quarterback even after he had that first bad game after his first start. But
nobody played Russell and Wheaton. One of us put him back in there.
No, I think we need to keep Wheaton where he is and keep him on the bench. But I like McFadden too, man. I like what I'm saying from McFadden, man.
I bet he can't remember the last time he touched the ball 26 times.
Probably,
I bet he can't remember the last.
And
probably not even
in.
Because he had
beat
high school.
Oh, yeah.
Probably high school. But he played real good last night.
He was
going
I like what I'm saying, though. I mean, the boy, they giving everything they can. Matt Castle, he fought the whole game. He threw three touchdowns. It's just our defense, they couldn't come up with a big play, a big stop. So, I mean, I'm really not gonna blame just the defense, though.
Now, the defense play did a hell of a job, especially the rookie, Byron Jones. Man, if he wasn't everywhere
Man,
last night, golly. He could play
I really
everything. Quarter. He
we got
went
a
off.
steal when we drafted him.
He really did.
He
But, you
really
know
should
what I
be
mean?
considered
Even.
for a rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah. He should win. Because he started for the Cowboys. He thought every game he plays is like a big game, especially this season. And he ain't
Yeah,
disappointed.
well, I didn't mean to cut you off. You can go ahead.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, with Dez being out and stuff and the way he played last night, you know, you couldn't ask nobody to do nothing more. Everybody gave 100%. It's just, you know what I mean? It's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even got time for all the haters. I mean, 'cause they really wait for every Sunday to watch us to see if we don't and hope that we lose. So that in itself shows me that you're a closet fan.
You know me, I'm not a fan of nobody else's football team, so I watch football all the time. You know, I watch it, but you know, what I mean, I don't wait and just watch nobody game like I do the Cowboys. Like I dive and dive through the channels. Well, everybody just wait till the Cowboys play and be tuned in just to talk bad about us. If we're not your favorite team, why do you watch us?
I don't understand it, man. Every week it's the same thing.
I don't know what the Raiders doing. I don't know what the Broncos doing. Well, I do because I watched their game yesterday. But you know, what I mean, I don't know who hurt on their team. I don't pay attention to them. Well, everybody knows
Man,
what's
they
going on with the
always.
Cowboys. Who hurt? They know who we cut. They know who scored, who dropped the interception. They know everything.
We,
They know.
I'm telling you, we under. I swear we under the microscope, man.
But they just got to keep playing, man. And, you know, it's close to all we do is wait for Tony to get back.
Yeah, I mean the next two games against Tampa Bay and the Dolphins, so I mean we might be able to pull out a couple
Yeah,
wins
it's true,
there.
though.
But I mean I just
Yeah.
say we just gotta keep fighting until Tony get back. I like what we're doing. Every other team that we're playing right now, they full strength. So it's really nothing we can do about it.
It's really not.
So yeah, I mean, oh yeah, what? I mean, the only bad thing that's came out of this last couple weeks, to me, in my opinion, is the pictures from Greg Hardy's girlfriend that got released.
They're not gonna let your boy make it, man. They're
I was
not
gonna say,
gonna
I
let him
don't know.
make it.
I think it might be time to cut him off, man.
No, that's just how the league is. You know what I mean? This situation reminds me just of the Manti Te'o situation. How do you say the man's name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. But how do you say his name? The same situation he had with the fake girlfriend. Who cares if his girlfriend is fake or not? What's he got to do with the chapel? Nothing at all. It's like they just want something to talk about. Like, man, the man playing football, leave him alone. The girl took her money. She okay. We okay. We good. But they just
Yeah,
gonna
that's
distance
another
him
thing
being.
about it. She did take some money to like just go ahead and just be quiet about it. And that was her choice. If she wanted to, I mean, continue to press charges and stuff, she had the opportunity to do that.
Opportunity to do everything she wanted to do, but she decided to take the cash and run. So the situation should be over. We only can help people that want to be helped. If she don't want to be helped, that's not our fault. That's not Jerry. That's not the organization's fault. We signed a football player. And that's what he doing. Not saying
I
that
mean,
beating
I.
women is okay. Not saying that, but I'm saying, hey, what you can't control all that.
mean, I agree. I know they gonna they especially we already the Cowboys, so they already gonna take it to the extreme.
Yeah. You know they always gonna blow it up in the media and all this and all that, man. And he's already been in the league. Don't every like how long he been playing? 4 years,
About
five
four.
maybe.
This is probably his fifth year, probably.
fifth year, man, he a kid. Can he? Everybody deserve a second chance. Come on, man.
Yeah, but they was kind of making fun of Jerry Jones for having a team full of convicts and second chance people.
Oh man, that's what God like, Jerry. That's why you the man. Cause everybody deserves second chance. Second chance, man.
All right, I got another question about the Cowboys before we move on to the next topic. Why is AT&T Stadium not a real home field advantage for us? It's like we never can pull off a W like consistently at AT&T Stadium.
For that answer, really, man, because like how you just ask yourself, are we really playing in the stadium? Or are we playing in a landmark? You know what I mean? Or,
okay.
Like, is it a stadium?
Okay.
Is it, you know, an amusement park? It's like Jerry World is something you have to see. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. That is something you get to see all the time. So I feel like when people play good teams, so when they teams play, you know what I mean, people with the money spend their money to come see the stadium. And to see their team. And you know what I mean? People in Dallas, you know what I mean? A lot of events at Jerry World. So if you ain't been to Jerry World by now, you from Dallas, that don't make no sense.
You know? But I'm not going to lie. Jerry World, it's pretty expensive to go to Jerry World, too, though.
It is, man. And then, you know, Jerry charged arm and a leg to go to the game.
For parking, too, man.
I'm saying we talking about people who don't never get to come out here. So the one time they do come out here out the week, that's why I feel like they have more fans over us. It's a big stadium.
Yeah,
that's a big stadium. But we should. It don't make no sense to have that many opponents' fans in our stadium, though.
But I think it's just so many Cowboys haters, like even in the within the city, that it's.
They got a jersey of every team. They go to the game and wear a different jersey. They got them people. Got them people, man. It's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. But I'll let you go ahead and talk about the Madison-Lincoln game you went to this weekend.
Woo! Now, some people can feel two ways about this Madison and Lincoln and the way that the district did it and the way that Lincoln's in the same district as Madison, so they're basically battling each other. They're not going out the playoffs. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But anyway, Saturday, I'm talking, Madison just manhandled the Tigers. And me, as being an alumni of the great James Madison High School, I couldn't be more prouder than my young Bulls, man. They played an excellent football game. I'm talking to everybody. I've seen kids before that I think, it was just some certain kids doing plays that I didn't think they had in them. So I'm like, man. And Madison has, man, I think they were 8-2 on the season, or 7-2. This is probably one of the best Madison teams I done seen in a minute. And there's been some good Madison teams, including
really
the 2014 myself. Yes, man, this team, I know what it is. It's the winning. They haven't lost in a long time, and they win. They blowing people out, and they like it. And you can tell they like it, because they trying to blow you out. They not just out there running routes, you know what I mean? They trying to score every play. Defense is trying to take people's heads off. That's what I like. I know Coach Gates is tremendous, like just happy with his squad. They have a receiver, man. I done talked about this dude before, man. He the best thing I've seen. He the best thing since sliced bread. He's the best thing since sliced bread. Okay, he like Dez Bryant, man. No matter where you throw this kid the ball, he's going to get it. It's his. Out the air. Let me try to give you his name. His name is Danny Gray. Remember that name,
Danny
people.
Gray.
And if you... Danny Gray. If you want to look at his highlights, go to Google, type in Danny Gray, Huddle, and it should pop up. Watch this kid. I'm telling you, man, I say he's unbelievable. Like, you have to see this man play. He's a sophomore. He's a sophomore, and it's crazy.
Oh, so he got a whole 2 years left.
man, I feel bad for the teams that Madison got to play for the next 2 years because ain't no stopping this kid. And that's the crazy part about Madison. Coach Gates is losing a couple of seniors this year who's been there for a long time. But most of the kids that's making the big plays, they all come back next year. He has a quarterback coming back, the running back coming back, Stephen Gill's coming back. He has Danny coming back. This team, I don't see them slowing down no time soon. Of course, we all know how the playoffs go. They play Anna the first game in the playoffs. They should win. Anna's overall is 2-8. So that should be a good game. They should get past the second round. They play the winner out of Perry team and Greenwood. Both of them, they're pretty solid teams. But if they get past them, that's the third round, and they'll have to end up seeing Solana. And everybody knows Madison has a lot of history when it comes to playing Solana.
Yeah, this might – I mean, hopefully this is the team to take Madison over their hump. They never could get over with the Solana stuff.
Man, I just hope they – man, I'm just really so proud of them right now, you know, like – but man, I hope they can pull out some more playoff wins, man, because that'd be so great for them. I feel like if they get the first playoff win, which they will against Anna, man, I don't think they're gonna stop them because they're gonna be so, you know what I mean, just so hyped and ready to play. These kids, they ready to play, man.
I mean, I like to see stuff like that, especially at schools like Madison. So, I mean, you never know, like the football program, like them doing what they're doing right now, 8-2. I think they're 8-2. Like, I mean, they just basically, I mean, they're going to rub off on the rest of the school. And I feel like if they keep doing this for years and years to come, like, the school will move into a positive direction and they'll continue to get better all around as far as, like, school-wise, sports-wise, and everything.
Yeah. And it's more schools that's in the playoffs too in Dallas area, not just Madison, Carter, Skyline. I know Skyline played like Highlands the first round, so that should be a dub. And it should be some more schools out there in the playoff, in Dallas. But I'm just so proud of them all.
I think I seen something about DeSoto. Like DeSoto is really falling off this year.
DeSoto is not. I hate to use the word trash because they're kids. Well, they're not trash, but they just not what they used to be no more, man. It's just not what
they don't live up
not
to that standard that we used to seeing.
You know, I think they only beat Duncanville by like 2 points. And
yeah,
DeSoto plays around, and who knows how they can go. The way DeSoto playing, it can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't be great forever. Sometimes you got to take that time to not be, I don't want to say sorry, but, you know, you got to, you know, go through that time period where you just kind of average, and then eventually you'll build yourself back up again. Hopefully they can get back to the team we used to send, the dominant team we used to send.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I tell you, you ain't falling off no time soon, because I seen two good high school games this weekend. Friday, I seen Allen and Plano East. And Allen look like a well old machine. They not slowing down no time soon. Them balls are ready. This might be the state championship post Kyler Murray era, man. Them boys ain't lost a beat. Okay, but on the Saturday Super Bowl, Danny Gray had 7 receptions for 156 yards with a touchdown.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that there.
So I guess everybody go watch his highlights on Huddle and y'all can see for yourself.
The highlights, man.
Because he can only get better from this point.
And then the quarterback. Don't get me on the quarterback. Oh. He's a dual athlete, man. He plays basketball and football. He's a freakish athlete, man. Kid just can play football. Man, he took over the game. I never seen a quarterback so young, you know, with so much composure. He takes his time. He knows he got good receivers. He trusts his receivers. I'm just Madison, just all around good football team, man. I can't say too much, man. You know, you just get emotional when you're alumni. You know, people and they not on top. So I like, man, high school football. I don't get no better than this, people. You don't get better than this.
Especially Dallas high school football. I think a lot of people sleep on Dallas high school football.
They really are. That's where all the tough games be.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see the Carter movie that came out?
I haven't got the chance to see that yet, but I heard it's good. I need to go see it. I've been trying to.
But yeah, I mean, I gotta go see it too.
We need a Dallas team to break this streak, man. The streak just been too long. The last school we had to win is Chase to the football was Sunset. We all know that ain't happening no time soon again with them. Somebody got to do it. You know who it is. Somebody got to do it.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Sunset going no time soon. I don't think it.
Man.
I mean, we done sent Skyline about 2-3 times. They just
running for
the Houston teams.
Man, you got to get over that hump, man. Everybody got to get over that hump, man. Just we don't have some good teams. It's just everybody just keep, you know what I mean?
I don't want a South Lake or Allen to do it. I want like an actual team from the Dallas area to go and win.
You know, nobody claim them. Nobody claim them. No offense to none of those Cedar Hills or Soto, Lancasters. But y'all ain't Dallas. Y'all know what it is.
So JNT fans, we'll keep y'all updated, especially Tutu. He'll keep y'all updated on high school football playoffs. If he go to any games, he'll keep y'all updated there. I mean, it's gonna be a good playoffs. I can already tell it's gonna be something. I feel like something gonna shake some team that's like being overlooked right now gonna shake up the playoffs, but. I'm just going to see what happens.
It's a lot of big games Friday in the playoffs. Cedar Hill's already playing South Lake first game.
Oh.
It's going to be turnt, man. It's going to be turnt playoff bracket this year. I just want to tell my young bulls that the great, man, y'all keep working hard, man. Good thing ain't going to happen to you. Let's go, man. Road State. Everybody in Dallas, roll to state. Somebody got to get it.
Yeah, good luck to everybody in Dallas, all the Dallas high school football teams that on the road to state. Wish y'all the best of luck. Man, beat the Houston teams. That's all I want. Just beat the Houston teams if y'all get that far.
Man, we throw a lot of shade at Houston on the show, man.
I got to, man. They stay on me down here. No, I'm only like an hour away. Oh, speaking of stuff that's about to get started, we got college basketball about to start too.
Well, I can't wait for that.
North Carolina is ranked number one this year, so we'll see what they do.
I can't wait to see A&M, man. I'm ready to see Admon go off. I can't wait to see. I just want to see how their team look, see how good they is, where they going to be. I'm ready,
yeah,
man.
My teams to watch this year are A&M. And watch out for UT, man. They got some young talent over there. I've been looking at the people they recruited for this year, the recruits they got. They got some nice players over there, and then they got the new head coach, the new black head coach, Shaka Smart. So watch out for the UT Longhorns.
Oh.
They might make some noise this year.
I don't know, man. That basketball program be poochies.
Which one?
Yeah, man. Because, man, yeah, over the years, man, you missed out on so many kids. Got the whole state tournament at school. I don't feel like you don't grab nobody. Don't make no sense.
I mean, that's why they fired Rick Warren. They got a new coach this year. So, hopefully, he said he wanted to do more of, like, recruiting in the Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio area. So, We'll see what he do.
All the talents in Dallas. I just not recruit anybody.
Yeah, honestly, right. Yeah. I mean, but it's going to be a nice college basketball season. Shout out to the point guard. The point guard for Lamar, Kevin Booz. He out of the Dallas area. I guess you consider it Dallas. He went to Urban MacArthur. He pretty nice, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. He like a, I don't know how to explain it, but I can see him getting about 10 dimes a game. That's all I'm gonna say. He nice out there, man.
And then one more thing, you almost slipped my mind, man. If you're a TCU fan, I know you hurt right now, so I'm just gonna go ahead and give y'all a big hug. I know it hurts. It's okay. It's going to be okay, though. Y'all just go to a bowl game and probably beat the brains out of another team like y'all did last year. But I know to get that far and want those national championship hopes, you know what I mean? I know that was tough. Tough loss to TCU over the weekend, man. I know they hurt.
I'm not going to lie. It hurt me, too, man.
It hurt me, too. I couldn't believe it. Oklahoma State just wanted that game more, man.
I couldn't believe it because earlier in the day, I was watching College Game Day, and everybody was choosing Oklahoma State for the upset, and I was like, what, y'all stupid? Then the game came on, and Oklahoma State just came out there, and they made TCU kind of, I don't know.
Boykin tried to run the ball in on a one. I've never seen somebody snatch somebody back so fast. Like, he was not getting nothing. Oklahoma State, like, they had a magic for that boy. Like, come here. He tried so hard to get in the end zone, man. I'm talking about he fell right before it. Could have won the game.
I mean, we still
good job.
Still got Baylor in the top four now, so we'll see what Baylor do, even though they quarterback out for the season. I mean, they still got my number two Heisman candidate on their team, Corey Coleman, at wide receiver, so I need a Texas team to be in the college playoffs. I can't watch it if Texas team not in there.
They just can't lose, man. Once something happens, then they get to decide who goes. It's not gonna be a Texas team. Just gonna let everybody know that now. If it comes down to a decision that has to be made, the Texas team will not make it. It's just the way it is. All right. It's not.
If it come down to the committee or whatever, I'm just gonna let all the fans know Alabama will be in the top four. They will find their way.
Alabama gonna be in. Ohio State gonna be in. If we have to choose and they in the two of them two teams are in there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, it's all the money thing, man.
I don't know, man. They need to change that up, man. Like, I'm tired of seeing, like, it's like, you know what? No matter what Alabama do, they are good enough to the committee to get in. Because, I don't know, I'm tired of seeing Alabama. No offense to Alabama fans. No offense to no Alabama players. I'm just tired of the same stuff, man. I want to see some new teams. It's some teams just as good as Alabama out there that they never let in. But, I mean, that's what money do these days.
You know who's been playing good football? Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. I seen that this weekend. I was surprised.
What has gotten into that name?
I mean, we got about a minute left on the show. All I'm going to say is Marcus Mariota and Amari Cooper been going off.
Amari Cooper playing football like he been in the league for 4 years now. Like he a veteran.
I mean, that's the Alabama system though. They had their boys ready to come to the beat.
Yeah, dude, you know, some people get lost in the sauce by Trent Richardson and TJ Yeldon.
But it's been a good J&T show.
Woo.
He was gone for a long time, but we back same time Wednesday. If 2-2 say the same.
Let's go, baby. Go, Trojans. Let's get this win Friday.
See you. see y'all next time on JNT.